Gail Parento's in the house. Okay. Finally. Movie Acting Educators. Betty Jo Tucker. Hey, the ladies are in the house. That's the most me, Nancy Lombardo. Glad to have you here listening, as always. Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters. I don't know if you know Betty Jo. Let me introduce you, people. Okay, Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters, every Tuesday at 4 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. And this Tuesday, she'll be having an encore discussion of A Twist of Lemon. It's a great book by Chris Lemon, and it's also a one-person show, which I saw, and it is amazing. He is such a talented actor, performer, singing, and it's just so, if you get a chance to see it, that's one thing. But if you get a chance to read the book, that's another thing. Do both. It's just so insightful and as I said, the show itself, Chris Lemon, is just absolutely fabulous. And he is such a darn nice guy. I met him, his whole family. What a nice bunch of people and interesting, interesting stories of Hollywood. So you want to check out Betty Jo Tucker. Also check out her blog. Okay, I got a bunch of people emailing this morning, and I'm going to take care of all of you right off the bat. Yes, I am. Okay, next up, radio host and author Janine Bernstein has a book out coming out tomorrow. Get the Funk Out! Hashtag signs and stuff happens. What to do next? The focus is on what to do when life throws you curveballs, and I think it's based on a bunch of interviews that she did on her radio show on KUCI, I believe, 89.FM. She's the host producer of Get the Funk Out Mondays at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Listen at www.kuci.org. Also her blog at thefunkoutshow.kuci.org. All right, and you want to check out her book because it's happening tomorrow at www.janinebernstein.com. I'll spell it J-A-N-E-A-N-E B-E-R-N-S-T-E-I-N. It's almost a song, .com. Okay, so check it out there. It's available right now for purchase. So you want to get on that. Okay, I think I'll play a little song or something first, and then we'll go into my other announcements that I have for Gordon because his are a little bit long. Okay. Here we go.
Fools rush in where angels fear to tread, and so I come to you, my love, my heart above my head. though I see the danger there. If there's a chance for me, then I don't care. Romance is a game for fools, I used to say. A game I thought I'd never play. Romance is a game for fools, I said and grinned. Then you passed by, and here am I, throwing caution to.
Okay, and I want to, speaking of fools, my favorite funny lady and inspirational speaker, Fran Capo, congratulations on your success with Love, Laughter, and Light at the Seven Angels Theater this weekend. I heard it was terrific, and people were giving testimonials, and books were flying off the shelf. Fran, congratulations. You are truly hilarious and inspirational. Fran Capo, to find out more about Fran Capo and her 19 books, go to www.francapo.com. Capo, CAPO.com. An amazing show. Congratulations on your show's success. I knew it would be. All right. Now, who else do we have before I play comedy or music or song? My buddy Gordon. Gordon, welcome. Okay. Gordon, here we go. What do you want me to say? No Name Comedy Variety at Word Up. Eric Bueller's Day Off Edition, Tuesday, June 25th at 7 p.m. No Name at Word Up, because Eric Vedder is on vacation this week. So wonderful, funny Jillian Thomas and Maggie Nuttall will be hosting. And each No Name at Word Up show with the wonderful Word Up Bookshop features a mix of New York City's best established and upcoming comics, storytellers, musicians, and guests. All right, that's this Tuesday, 7 p.m. Megan Sass, Calvin Cato, Jennifer Glick, Carl Fortunato will provide the music. Anybody can get up, I believe, at the end of the show and do a little bit of something. It's free admission. Donations welcome. Word Up Community Bookshop, Liberia Communitaria, is located at 2113 Amsterdam Avenue. Okay? 2113 Amsterdam Avenue. Take the ARC to 168th Street. Walk down to 165th. Okay, and there you have it. For additional information, call 347-688-4456 or go to wordupbooks.com. Okay, for more information, also you can go to New York City at hotmail.com. Okay, what else do we have? All right, one more, Gordon, one more. I'm running out of breath. Brooklyn Heights Comedy Nights, A Shot of Summer Stand-Up, co-hosted by Shelley Coleman, very funny lady, at Vineapple Cafe. That's Thursday. Okay, let me find the time on this. June 27th, 8:30 p.m., Shelley Coleman will be hosting. It's okay, and a lot of information here. Okay, no cover, no minimum. Okay, take the number 2 or 3 train to Clark Street. Take the 2 or 3 subway to Clark Street and get more information at ShelleyBiz, B-I-Z, at hotmail.com. That's at 71 Pineapple Street at 8:30 between Hicks and Henry. Oh, I need a break. I need to play some music or something. Or a night out.
After a week of doing everything for everybody else, a night out becomes an almost religious
myself a little bit too here, right? Of course I do. Okay, I want to find some comedy for you here also. Let's see, what do we got going on? Anybody watch Pretty Little Lies? I'm sort of binge watched catching up on it last night. I don't know if I'm going to say it's as fun as it was last year, but we'll see where it's going. But if Betty Jo Tucker is listening, let me see if I can find this. I want to dedicate this one song to her. Okay, here it is. Betty Jo, this one's for you. Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters, every Tuesday at 4 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. This one's for Betty Jo.
Meryl Streep is from the future. She has traveled back in time. She comes from a land where stars shine brighter, like Meryl shines in yours and mine.
Back in the future where Meryl's from, she's just an acting average Joe. But now that Meryl's here, there are no acting heights to which she can't go.
Oh, Meryl Streep, you are a goddess of emotion. But in the future where you're from, you're just like everybody else. So you turn back time to be among us ordinary people.
Oh, Meryl Streep, we love you because you shine.
Back in the future when Meryl was in high school, when she couldn't get into her drama club, she flew to the physics lab with fervor and snapped upon her rubber gloves.
Using lots of scientific physics, magic, Meryl grasped the hands of time.
And she fell into a wormhole, and now she's doing fine.
Oh, Meryl Streep, you are a goddess of emotion. But in the future where you're from, you're just like
sunshine.
Everybody, listen up.
Listen up.
Remember to give Meryl all of the awards, the accreditations, the roles, the paychecks.
Accreditations!
Because if she is in the slightest bit displeased, she will once again rip back the fabric of space and time.
Time!
To the very
time.
Beginnings of humanity when we climbed out of the primordial ooze. And she will merely dip in one big fucking toe.
Big toe!
Making us all a little bit marrow, and then she will become supreme overlord of us all! Yeah. Oh, Meryl Streep, you are a goddess of fucking everything. But in the future where you're from, you're just like everybody else. Don't turn back time and enslave all of humanity. Oh, Meryl Streep,
we love you because you shine, shine, shine.
That was for you, Betty Jo, if you're listening. All right, my CDs are available on CD Baby. Please download them. I like money. All right, with that in mind, why don't we play a little comedy of me? Why not? Christy Lombardo, here she comes.
Christy Reagan! Boy, I will do anything not to pay union musicians. I just, hello there, you sweeties. Well, want to be in
my
show?
I like this.
Well, these are the people who came in late. Now you're going to be picked on. Yeah, no, no, no. I'm sorry. We got a punishment here. We don't say no late. You buy 8 drinks now. Talk about what we're really here for, me. Me. Yes, Lombardo. You're probably wondering what kind of woman I am. I'll share it with you. I'm a new age woman. Yes, every time someone asks my age, I give them a new one. How old would you like me to be? That's how old I am. Oh, you guessed wrong. Too far up. Too far up. Yes, yes, I am. I'm a mother of two, just so you know, mother of two. You guessed it, one's my husband. I don't know. He's very sweet. You know, I met my husband the old-fashioned way. He followed me home, so I kept him. He's just so cute. I hate to shop, so I didn't return him. You know, I just kept him there, and it's just so, he's sweet. He says, look at that, you know, it's a man thing. But it's great, you know, I got all this testosterone running around my house. I'm not actually a housewife, by the way. I'm a migrant farmer. I am, because this is how I spend my days. Because the farthest distance from two points is a man's underwear and the hamper. It can't get in there. It can be over something, under something, in between something. It can't be in there. Because why? Men are born without the ability to bend over. I can't reach it. It's too far. You're going to have to do it for me, honey. Get it. I can't do that. Unless it's food, of course. Food drops on the floor. 3-second rule.
Still good.
It was me growing up Puerto Rican and Italian in New York City. Never knowing at any given moment when I'd have to chase myself out of my own neighborhood. I'm a jet. I'm a shark. Na-na-na-na-na. And when I first time I saw West Side Story, I thought, that's my life. How did they know? Because both sides hated each other. They hated. You get the Puerto Ricans in one room and the Italians in another room. They're in the same room together. It's like they're both smelling bad food. Like that. It's very, very fun. My Italian grandmother was very fun. She was very cheap. She wouldn't turn on the lights until it was Helen Keller dark. Grandma, I got to read my homework. It's Helen Keller dark. And I would say, Grandma, I need light. You need a light. Your brother, he not in life. Your father, he not in life. But Miss Big Shot, oh, she need a life. You know what we use for life when I was your age? The sun! Is it me? Did anybody else have that grandmother that used the tea bag 100 times? Is it still good? You wanted some tea? Is it still good?
She
doesn't. Oh, you're giving her up. Oh, it's going to be a good Mother's Day for you, Michelle. I don't want your stinky old present. You're giving me up about the tea bag. The tea bag. And you would know because it was like a trick question if you wanted tea. You know? You want a tea? I don't know. Is that one from World War II? I don't know if I want tea that bad. And then, you know, no Italian grandmother would be complete without that large Italian purse that they always carried. Do you know why grandmothers carry those purses, Italian grandmothers?
Why?
For the bread! For the bread! You go to a wedding, you're not even seated. They're like, Grandma, Grandma, put those rolls back. Put those rolls back. Why? They ain't just going to throw them away anyway. Yeah, but let them serve it first. Land a hurricane, sugar cane, and don't complain, don't explain. She was a terrible cook, burnt everything. Now it's called Cajun. She could speak 2 languages at the same time. Growing up, I had no idea what my mother was saying. She would turn to me and just start screaming, Lisa! Lisa! No, not that one. I don't have time for this kind of stuff. Is that what I'm saying? So stop! That hurt. What did you just say? And then she had these mom wisdoms that she used to impart to me, these mom wisdoms. Cliches, you might know them as, or glitches, I should call them. Mira, Nancy, listen to these glitches. It's going to save your life. Mira, the cork doesn't fall far from the bottle. You got to take the bees with the honey. Every clown has a silver lining. My head hurts. What did you say? She was crazy that way. She was oblivious to racism. We lived in the... She moved us from the capital of Puerto Rico, New York City, to South Florida because they had an accent. She had an accent. It all worked out. So one day my mother comes home. She goes, Nancy, mira, I was in the store. I'm so excited. I heard there's a Spanish family on our block, but I have been driving around for hours and hours. I can't find them. Mom, we're the Spanish family. She didn't give me good advice about finding a husband. She said, Nancy, mira, a man is like a chew. Pick out a good one, break it in, and stay away from the cheap ones. They never last. So I married a Gucci loafer with a cushioned sole. Together we have a man child. His name is Michael. His Cherokee name is Runs with Scissors. I'll never forget the time he asked me with his little honest eyes, Mommy, where do babies come from? And I wanted to be absolutely honest, so I looked into his eyes and I said, well, honey, in your case, they come from Absolut Vodka. I didn't want him to be misinformed like I was when I was little because I had really curly hair. My mom would brush it and I'd go, ow, ow! And she'd go, well, young lady, if you think that hurts, how do you expect to have a baby? And for the longest time, until I read that little pink book, Why Jane Can't Go Swimming Today, I thought having your hair brushed had something to do with having a baby. Italian grandmothers. I love the Italian grandmothers. What do 60 Minutes and an Italian grandmother have in common? You know, we didn't rehearse, by the way. Just so you know that this is great. This kid is just, Chris, can you play this? Can you play that? Can you play that? You wanna try something else, Chris? That other thing that we did for yours?
Yeah.
All right. You feeling poetic?
Feeling poetic.
Okay. Feeling poetic. Let's get a little Kerouac here. You ready? I once dreamed of being chased through a dollhouse by a white lobster that wore glitter and spoke with a French accent. Now, what this meant, I'll never know. But I do know if I told anybody, I'd be labeled a lunatic. And labeling is wrong, unless it's for the public good. Let's say you're at a party, and you can take out a labeling gun and start tagging people like they do in Wild Kingdom. Wacko. Loser. You look friendly. That would really be good. But not too friendly like the guys in the office. Or your boss is really nice. Except in an earthquake, you'd really be thinking, he's old, he's slow. I can beat him to the door jam. Oh, yeah, LA's a jammed up situation. I have enough faults, I wouldn't purposely build my home over one. The one time I was naive enough to think that generic food was for the elderly. It made sense to me at the time, all those big black and white labels. And then if I'm pointed at Nancy, there's a difference between generic and geriatric. Oh, did I feel foolish not to be confused with that? But I do think they have a lot to do with each other. Since men tend to do a lot of thinking from that area. What all this has to do with nothing is, don't you know? How my brain works and connects things. Like so. So anytime you think I'm crazy, you're probably
CDs are available on CD Baby. This is Nancy Lombardo. What's the buzz, New York? You are. All right, let's go on a tribute to women. We do it all.
Today's well-dressed working woman is expected to balance her hectic business schedule with her equally busy social itineraries. A Fortune 500 dynamo one moment, a charming corporate hostess the next. In a company-eat-company world, any advantage she can gain over her male peers is important. The office is not the only business battleground. It is well known that many victories take place in the corporate social arena. Today's socially savvy warrior must utilize all her mental and physical resources. It's not enough to just know the proper table etiquette. She must also know the current trends, such as what power colors to wear after six, and who to talk to, and who to ignore. She must be alert and on her toes to gain any advantage over her business peers, no matter how unusual the client's request. In some extreme circumstances, she may even be called upon to dance the Lombada! When dancing the corporate Lombada, there are rules one must follow. Rule 1, make contact with your partner. Rule 2, lead without leading. Remember, a merger is more fun when you have inside information. Rule 3, dance to win. And step and step and hip and clench, headlock and dominate. And sway and glide. Kick back, kick front, dip in, and power play, power play. Apply negative pressure. Insert positive power. Use leverage, hold tight, liquidate all night, and feel the crunch. And power lunch, power lunch. Buy low, sell high, sell larger. You're doing the corporate lumbanda. Backstab, extort, indict ya.
doing the Nancy Lombardo arbitrage.
Okay, big kiss. Bye bye. Thank you for listening, Betty Gale and everybody else.
What's up here with your host, Nancy Lombardo?